Father, we thank you for another wonderful edition of The Secret Flow today. Thank you because you have ordained this program to be a blessing to everyone. And thank you because no one will return back the same way. Thank you because your plan and purpose for this program will not be truncated. And thank you because everyone will indeed return around encounter. Let no one return back the same way. Let no one remain the same. Let everyone have a turnaround encounter today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Last week, we were able to look at how to overcome stagnation and delays. And I'm sure that everyone who already listened have been blessed. So today we are looking at a topic that says, unveiling the law of secrecy for each phrase success. In life, we can have the success that doesn't have to be interrupted. The success that can just be smooth. The success that doesn't have unnecessary problems and challenges on the way. Of course, for every strive towards success, there will always be challenges that come our way. But there are some challenges that can be avoided. And that's why we are looking at this topic today. That we can keep our mouth shut to save our head from some unnecessary problems. Let's look at 1 Samuel 10:16. This Bible passage tells of the story of Saul in the Bible, who lost his father's donkeys. And while looking for it, he asked for the place where Samuel the prophet stays, and he went to meet Samuel. And wonderful enough for him, he found more than the donkeys. He found destiny. And Samuel told him God has chosen him to be the king of Israel, and Samuel anointed him. But I was surprised in verse 16 that when Saul got home, his uncle was asking him, what happened? You went to see Samuel. What did he tell you? Perhaps they've been sensing that there's something special about this man called Saul, and they just wanted to find out. But Saul was smart enough. And verse 16 says, Saul said to his uncle, he told us plainly that the donkeys had been found, but about the matter of the kingdom, he did not tell him what Samuel had said. Saul was smart enough to filter out information. He knew the information to share and the one not to share. We live in a social media world where everybody competes to be the one with the most trending news online. They want to break the internet with their news. And while doing this, people begin to face challenges of all kinds. What do we stand to lose or gain from keeping our mouth shut until the time is right? The Bible says there's a time for everything and, you know, a purpose to everything under the sun. When we miss this point, we tend to begin to fall into different errors in our lives. God says we need to be slow to speak. James 1:19. He says we need to be slow to speak. We need to be slow to anger. But we should be quick to hear, meaning that we should be smart enough to get information to us, or smart enough to keep quiet about the things that don't need to be shared at the moment. Of course, this is not a call for extroverts to become introverts. But for everyone to know that we need to filter the information that comes out of us. The Bible speaking in Colossians says that let your speech be seasoned with salt and may impart grace to the hearers. That means everything you say before it comes out, filter it through grace. Make sure it is imparting grace to someone. Make sure it is helping someone to grow. It is making somebody happy and it is timely. And most importantly, make sure it is permitted by the Holy Spirit. God wants us to be a marvel to people. John 3:8 says, those who are born again are like the wind going here and there. He says, you can feel the wind, but you don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. God says that's the kind of life he wants us to live. People should not be able to, in local terms, see you finish, in quote. They shouldn't be able to see your life and know everything about you. There should be some mysteries around your life. Praise God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9 that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and it has not entered into the heart of man the things that God has planned for you and I. So what is a secret? A secret is private information that is held from public access for a period of time or forever. There are some secrets that you should just keep. God wants to keep the secrets with you. And some secrets may just have to last for maybe tens of years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, some never to be shared. That's the kind of life God wants us to live, to be able to keep some secrets. Because revealing those secrets may be very disastrous. Why keep secrets? God is a God of secrets. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to God, but the revealed things belong to us and our children forever. Meaning that God himself keeps secrets. Why many things he said are available for all to read in the Bible, God keeps his thoughts and plans as coded mysteries that need deciphering, and he only makes those things open to those he chooses. Psalm 25:14 tells us that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and we show them his covenant, meaning that God keeps some secrets and doesn't reveal everything to everybody. That is why the same Bible we read today that gives us life, somebody else reads it and it brings damnation and problems to him. He becomes confused. Why? Because he doesn't have access, because he's not born again. He sees the Bible as a book of stories instead of a book of mysteries, a book of salvation. So why keep secrets? The ministry of Moses was closed or hidden to Egypt and the Hebrews on the time of his manifestation. That's an example. Moses was in Egypt. The mystery of his manifestation as the person is going to save the Israelites was hidden, so hidden that he was living with the Egyptians, yet they didn't know. The Hebrews also didn't know. The ministry of Jesus was mostly secret and closed until he was 30 years of age. Even the Bible says very little about what happened then. Jesus Christ our Lord, God himself, who became man for 30 years of his life. Most of his life for 30 years was kept secret. Maybe only his parents knew about it and John, his cousin. But the mystery of his life was kept a secret until it was ripe enough to fulfill that ministry. What about you? The plan and purpose of God for Paul were not even known to him until Jesus appeared to him at Damascus. Yet all his life was prepared for that ministry. How much this was not open to him was manifested in how much he wanted to silence the purpose for which he was created. He didn't even have a clue about the purpose because God kept the secret. He even wanted to kill the purpose because he didn't know. And the moment he knew, he was smart enough to walk by it. God sacrificed Jesus before the foundation of the world and kept it a secret for thousands of years. We can see we are celebrating Easter today because God kept it a secret for thousands of years. In fact, the Bible said Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world, yet people did not know. We can read Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1 and 1 Peter 1:20. God kept it a top secret. The devils were so happy that they killed Jesus on the cross, but they didn't know that they were actually fulfilling the purpose they thought they were killing. So God keeps secret. Number two, the characters of the Bible also learned how to keep secrets until they know the time is ripe to reveal it. Saul, who became king that we mentioned at the beginning of this episode. Saul knew the difference between finding donkeys and finding purpose. He knew he's been anointed king, but he didn't leak all the secrets to people around him. He kept quiet until the time is ripe. Joseph, the father of Jesus, when he found out that Mary was pregnant without marriage, of course, the natural thing to think was that Mary had an affair. But guess what Joseph did? The Bible says he wanted to leave Mary secretly. He didn't go to the social media to announce it. That's what we'll have done these days. That, can you imagine? Somebody who says she was a virgin is now pregnant. That's what he will have done. But he did it secretly. And while he was doing it secretly, God revealed to him that Mary was not pregnant for a man, but pregnant for the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Joseph found himself in the plan of God by keeping his mouth shut and not announcing to the whole world what should be kept secret. Paul said, I conferred not with flesh and blood, but went on a personal retreat when Jesus revealed to him his plan and purpose for his life. Paul did not go to tell everybody immediately. No, he separated himself. He went to a distant place. I believe he was praying, fasting, finding out from God. God, where are you sending me to? What am I supposed to do? Am I to go to Israel? Am I good to go to the Gentiles? What exactly is your plan for this season? And guess what? After Paul returned, he did more than all the apostles because he had a good grasp of what God has planned to do in his life. Also, Mary, the mother of Jesus, when they were telling her several things in the temple about Jesus, the Bible said she kept these things to her heart. She didn't start telling everybody about it. She didn't start telling all her cousins, all her aunties, all her sisters. No, they said she kept it in her heart. And when the time was ripe, the secrets were revealed. We must know that there's a time to keep secret and there's a time to reveal it. There are some things about our lives that we must just keep quiet about until the time is ripe for it. And what should be kept a secret? There are some things in life that naturally God designed them to be kept secret. Now, why some of these things, some people may have different views about it, but I want to believe that if you look at the design of God, it says so many things about some things in life. For example, pregnancy before it shows. Sometimes people, the moment they find out they are pregnant, they go to social media, oh, we are pregnant. He's a boy, he's a girl. Personally, I think it shouldn't be. This is personal now. I don't think it should. God designed pregnancy to announce itself. Let it announce itself. Let people see your tummy growing. When it's growing, people know you are pregnant. So the same way, that's the natural. The same way in the spiritual also. There are some dreams you have. There are some visions you have that should just be treated like pregnancy. They should just be kept secret until it begins to reveal itself so that it won't be truncated before the time is right. Number two, courtship. This is, you know, when a guy asks him out and he says yes, goes to internet, goes to Instagram, Facebook and starts saying, oh, I said yes. Somebody says she said yes. No, I believe some of these things should be kept secret until the time is right. If you have announced your courtship, if you have announced your engagement before the marriage, then what are you announcing marriage for? Everybody already knows. Personally, I think these things should be kept secret. And why? If your courtship is not known to every Jack and Harry that shouldn't know about it, of course, the pastor should know, the people around you, you know, your family should know about it when the time is ripe, of course. They should know about it. But the issue is that if everybody knows, it becomes more difficult for you to cut off this kind of relationships when you find out that you are wrong, because everybody knows. Now you begin to try to please people. The guy is beating you. You can't open up to everybody. Why? Because everybody knows you're already in courtship. But imagine if nobody knows. You cut stuff quickly. Praise God. Personally, that's my opinion. Now, these ones are verified in the Bible. Personal prayer and fasting is not something that should be announced to everybody. I mean, personal one, not a congregational prayer and fasting. Personal one, if you check Matthew 6:5-6, it says when you are praying, pray and fast in secret. And God who sees you in secret, your investment in secret, will reward you openly. The same thing we're giving to the poor. God commanded us to keep it a secret. The reward will come openly. Giving to the poor, it's not what you do and start announcing to everybody, going to social media, see, I just give to the poor. No, God said it should be kept a secret so that God can reward you. He says, if you do these things and you expose it to everybody, your popularity will be your reward. And of course, people won't reward you. It will just be popular for nothing. And I can promise you, in the next 5 minutes, they've forgotten about you. But when you do this for God to see, then you will be rewarded. Matthew 6:2-4 tells us clearly about this. There are many of God's plans and purposes for your life should be kept a secret until the time is right. We saw that earlier, what Paul did. And Paul did not reveal it to everybody. Galatians 1:16 says, when God revealed to him his plan, he said that he might preach him among the Gentiles. He said, I did not immediately confer with people, human beings, but I went to separate myself. And later, he went to talk to only those that mattered in the kingdom. He went to talk to Peter to explain to him so that he will be sure what he's doing is right. So there are some plans and purposes that you shouldn't just announce to everybody. If you're going to announce at all, if you're going to let anybody know, it should be people that will mentor you, that will guide you in fulfilling this plan and purpose for your life. Most of your personal and family plans and projects should just be kept a secret until it is right. For example, if you are building, why do you have to tell everybody when you start? Why not tell everybody when it's finished so that people can rejoice with you? Then the last point here today is people's offense against you. These are things that you shouldn't reveal to everybody. These are biblical things that should be kept a secret. Matthew 18:15-17 tells us how to deal with people's offense against you. When people offend you, it's not time to go to Instagram, to go to Twitter and tell everybody about it. No, it's time to meet that person personally to deal with the issue. The Bible says if the person says he doesn't want to settle the issue, then you go to people in the church and tell your pastor, this person in the church offended me or has something against me or I have something against him and he doesn't want to settle the quarrel. He says after that, they don't want to settle, then you take it to the whole congregation. That's the plan of God. He never says make it public for all to see that the person is a bad person. Then what are the consequences of revealing secrets before the right time? Revealing the secret before the right time can be likened to plucking a fruit before it is ripe, or exposing your seed after planting it for the birds of the air to eat it up. When you plant a seed, what do? You cover it up with sand, number one, for it to get the right nutrients. then for you to protect it from the birds of the air and from rodents that shouldn't touch it. But if you begin to reveal the things that God has said about you, you are opening it up to the enemy to make it easy for him to attack you. It can also be described as sending an amateur boxer to face a heavyweight champion in a fight. Remember the episode on patience. It tells you that during the time of patience, it's also the time of keeping secrets. It is the time for you to develop the muscles needed to fight the battle, muscles needed to fulfill the purpose and plan of God for your life. If you keep the right secrets at the right time and wait till the time is right before you unveil it, you can just remove a lot of all this on your way and you can run smoothly. See the example of Joseph. He told everybody's dream and see how he was facing challenges on the way. Who were the first to fight him? Those he thought would love him most. Those his brothers. Even his parents were somehow surprised at him because he wouldn't learn to keep his mouth shut. Destiny could be delayed or truncated if you don't know how to keep the right secret. Some things are meant to be unveiled immediately, of course. And some things are meant to be kept a secret forever. The example of Samson, Judges 16, it tells us how Samson did not know how to keep his mouth shut about what God said should be kept a secret. And guess what happened? They removed his eyes. He became an object of mockery for the enemy he was supposed to destroy. May you not become an object of mockery for your enemies in Jesus' name. What did they do first? They removed his eyes. They are after your vision. The enemy is after your vision. So you must learn to keep your mouth shut in some things and only reveal it when the time is right. Confusion by those who do not understand your plans. Personally, I've learned to keep some of my designs from clients until I finish it. Why? Because most people cannot see the end from the beginning. There are some things you do that if you don't learn to make people see the end and you show them when work is in progress, they may end up spoiling what you have done. They speak so many negative words that you are confused and you begin to see what you are not supposed to see because normally your eyes are supposed to be at the end. And now somebody has shown you what is not right with what is work in progress. So you may be confused. You may begin to fight a lot of battles. People begin to destroy what you are doing because they don't understand it. You tend to get wrong comments and advice from people who do not understand you. Why? Because you told them what you shouldn't tell them. So we must learn to know when to reveal a secret and when not to reveal a secret. Missing destiny helpers because they assume you don't need help. Some people, because they've said so many things about their lives, the destiny helpers around them just walk away because they feel they don't need any help. And it could just be direct disobedience. James 1:19 tells us that we should be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. God is saying that learn to keep your mouth shut until the time is right. He said we should listen more than talking more. So what is the blessedness of secrecy? You get a chance to understand God's plan and purpose better. See David. See Joseph, the father of Jesus. If he hurried too much to take his action to tell everybody, they would have discouraged him from marrying Mary, the mother of Jesus. But he kept his mouth shut and wanted to do it secretly, and God revealed his plan to him. See David. Because people announced David before time, see all the problems he faced with Saul. So that's an example of revealing secret before time. They announced him too early. And he began to face problems. He had to run away from the city. But of course, he now got a chance to understand God's plan and purpose better. Also, you get a chance to correct errors without drama. A case study of Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, also, he was able to correct his error without any drama, without people knowing about it, and he was able to fall into power. A chance for your pregnancy to develop to maturity without the enemy's notice. For example, the killing of toddlers by Herod and Pharaoh. Let's say Pharaoh got to know about Moses before time. He would have killed him. Herod wanted to destroy Jesus because it was announced, but thank God that he was protected and he was asked to be taken away on time. The parents of Moses kept him a secret until he can no longer be kept. Let that be your rule. Learn to know what stage you are in the projects of your life. There's a stage where some things can be kept a secret, just like when they kept Moses a secret. He was a baby. When he cries, cry won't be too loud. But it got to a time that it couldn't be kept a secret anymore, and they had to release him. The same way, watch out for the Holy Spirit, revealing to you when to reveal things and when to keep quiet about it. And know what stage you are in. And finally, what stage are you at? You could just be at the planting or conception stage. If you know that naturally in marriage, During conception, nobody knows. It's just quiet in the room. That's the planting state. That's the conception state. That's the moment at which you are fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, that God is revealing things to you. Then there's another stage called watering. We can liken it to early pregnancy. When the baby is growing, it's just you and your husband that knows about it. Sometimes you yourself don't even know. What is the sensitivity of this time? It is a highly sensitive time. The time of planting and conception is also extremely sensitive. The time of watering, that's what I call early pregnancy, is the time of high sensitivity, where you protect by all means. If you go to the hospital, they tell you, oh, don't engage in any rigorous exercise. Why? Because it's a time of high sensitivity. Then it's a time of shooting out. That's when what you plant begins to come out. Stoma begins to get bigger in natural pregnancy. The same way too, your purpose, your plan begins to find expression gradually. What is the sensitivity of this time? It's a time of care and watchfulness. It's a time you watch what you eat. It's a time you watch what you do. Then there's a time of labor, likened to normal pregnancy. It's a time of extreme sensitivity, because all your 9 months could just be wasted in one careless moment of labor if you don't have the right people to engage in the delivery. That's why you must get the right team, you must get the right people to make sure the labor is really done safely. Also, labor precedes delivery. Once the baby is delivered, it's also a time of care and watchfulness. And there's a time of nurturing. When the baby is born, you begin to employ a lot of care. You begin to show a lot of care to that baby that is born. You nurture. Then there's a time of growth, a time of care and understanding. You begin to understand that baby, begin to understand that purpose, and the baby begins to grow. Then lastly, there's a time of manifestation. What is the sensitivity of this time? It's also high. It's a time in which your purpose is being fulfilled, when everybody begins to know about you, when you begin to get into fame. This time also needs a lot of care and watchfulness. And I pray that as you begin to engage these seasons, God himself will empower you to fulfill your destiny in grand style, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've come to the end of the episode. So I pray that as we begin to engage these secrets of secrecy, if I can put it that way, the secret of secrecy, you see that you can avoid a lot of headaches in life. It has helped me so much in many areas of my life that I only see things when I believe the Holy Spirit gives a go-ahead to see it. And you can just avoid a lot of headache in life. If you also engage it, you see that there are many battles you can just avoid by not talking, by waiting for the Holy Spirit to know when to talk, when not to talk. And the Bible says, let your speech be seasoned with salt. In closing, let your speech be seasoned with salt and your speech with grace, that you may know how to impart grace to the hearers. So as we begin to impart grace to the hearers, I pray that we'll fulfill our destiny in grand style in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed, and expect to be blessed again in the next episode. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.